B-Pod Studios.
Okay, Loren.
What?
Did you figure out what it was that we had to do for the wrap party?
Now, you know I have pregnancy brain. Why would you put this on my plate?
There is something we did on the air today. I said we have a ton of leftover texts.
Yeah, I'm going to surprise you. Because I know what it was.
Ooh, what was it?
Oh, man. Wait, now where did it go?
Oh, is it the hotel thing?
No, it wasn't the hotel thing. It was the... Oh, did I close it out?
Oh, pregnancy brain.
I literally just pulled it up, too.
Well, we could start here while you look for it. Because, Roy, you mentioned on the show today that you booked a trip to Mexico.
Yes.
And you
got an
email.
I was in the middle of a blog. I'm just now joining the podcast.
That's okay. Join the podcast. Come on. Come on in, everybody. Have a seat.
Okay.
Gather around, kids, for I Have News.
Do we have the intro song already here?
The intro song already aired.
Okay.
we should do an intro song.
To this? We do it every day. We really should.
Yeah. Anyway, tell us about, real quick, recap in case people didn't hear the show today. Which, by the way, you should always listen to the show first, then the wrap party.
That is the recommended dosage from your doctor. No, I went to... So I wanted to go to Grenada, the wonderful island in the Caribbean. And we have found a hotel, resort. It was all-inclusive. We were going to book it. It was super cheap. And then we discovered that the people down there aren't so kind to the gays.
Which sucks, but that's real life.
Real life. There's countries that... Now, it most likely, if him and I went, we'd be fine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I can't imagine. And if, let's say, we did get abducted, the State Department would get involved.
Yeah, Trump would get involved. You'd get out.
It'd be a whole thing, right?
Do they vote for me?
You know.
Well, we're not sure, Mr. President.
I'd be singing Trump praises that day.
They would use you in a commercial. You and Sterling.
Trump released me.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. If it wasn't for you, I'd still be in jail.
Gays for Trump.
Somebody's going to isolate that and send it to him.
But we decided not to even take the chance, and we were looking for another place. So we found in Cabo, it was a Hilton brand. It wasn't Hilton, but a Hilton brand resort. And it's like one of the best in Cabo. And we were like, you know what? Let's do it. Didn't go on vacation last year. This is the year we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we book it. And the next day we get a phone call. And we book it. We call the hotel. We orchestrate the airport pickup. We book our airline tickets. Everything's booked. Transportation's covered. The airport, everything's booked. The next day we get a phone call, a voicemail that says, hey, we have an urgent issue with your reservation. We need to talk to you immediately. So we call them back, and they tell us, just to let you know, it will probably be inconvenient for you to stay at the resort during your stay, and we recommend you to request a refund because there's going to be major construction. And first I told Sterling, I was like, you know, it's a big resort. Maybe it's just like on one side,
right,
and you can move us. And
yeah,
it's not
I mean,
that-
if it was anything major, you wouldn't even be able to book it online.
Right, they should have the whole thing closed.
Just close the whole hotel down. So he's talking to him, hey, can you just find us a room and move us? We even lied and said it's our honeymoon, hoping maybe that would pull a few.
Right.
You know.
No go.
No go with the honeymoon. And they kind of told us, no, there's going to be nothing but the swim bar is closed, the spa is closed, the restaurants are closed. There's going to be loud banging day and night. It's a 24-hour construction operation.
Oh, my
God.
Sounds like hell.
Yeah.
You should be paying me to come on vacation.
Right. And then so we hang up with them and we're like, you know what? We should call back and complain because now our airline tickets are non-refundable and we're stuck going to Cabo and we should be, I'm not saying compensated for the airline, but they should do something generous. Like, I don't know, put us in another Hilton hotel and give us like two nights free or something.
Right.
Which has happened. I have had it where... I've gone to like a Marriott and things didn't go well. And the person was kind enough to give me enough Marriott points for a 2-night stay somewhere else.
We went to Disney. We stayed at the Swan. Our room wasn't up to code. And they put us in the what, Loren? What's the Swan in there? They're together. The two hotels.
I have no idea.
They put us in the Porpoise.
Okay.
You understand the same thing?
With the Porpoise, yes.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think that's a real thing.
No.
I'm going with it. So we call them and we say, hey, who could we talk to about maybe can you move us to another property and can we talk about getting free points? We think that you know, you guys told us after our airline tickets are non-refundable. And they're like, no, we called you the next day. We're like, no, you called us 27 hours after the reservation. And she said, well, no, you didn't answer at first.
I want to ask you this. I meant to ask you on air, and I didn't.
Okay.
Is there a language barrier issue during all this, too?
Oh, of course it is. We're trying to go to Mexico.
That's what I thought. So that complicates things even more.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. And so we're trying to tell her, no, you called us 27 hours after. We called you back 30 minutes after that. So you still didn't tell us. And by the way, we wanted to know if this was such an issue, how come it wasn't on the website? And how come when we called to arrange the front desk, our transportation between the airline and the hotel, how come no one told us that then?
Right.
And she said, well, I don't know why they didn't tell you when you called the front desk. And two, it's on the website. No, it's not. Mm. So I then go type in the website, and in massive, bold, red, like you can majorly see it on the front page of the website, it tells you that there's major construction.
It clearly was not there when you booked
clearly
your stuff.
Not. I would have so seen that. And then, but to make them believe that,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, so it's just a nightmare. So now we're trying to, of course, because we didn't book directly with the hotel, we went through like a third source, like Expedia. We're trying to get them to get the refund and the money back and.
So we got text messages from people. By the way, is this what we were talking about? Did you find what we were talking about?
Yes, we were talking about reasons that you broke up with somebody, but what was the real reason?
Good, yeah. Okay, we'll get to that here in a second. But a lot of people texted, too. We didn't get to these text messages in regards to your horrible hotel stay. How about this one, Roy? I was on a cruise that had construction going on the boat while we were cruising. They were working right outside our window at 5 a.m.
Why?
I got to be honest. If you see somebody trying to patch a boat, I'd probably ask them to go to dock.
Yeah. Right.
Me and my mom went on a weekend trip and she booked the hotel and she said it had great reviews. So we got there and it had roaches and hookers in the parking lot. Mm. We were in a bad part of town, just so bad. And we didn't have the money to go somewhere else. So I pull up the website to look at the reviews and they were all so fake. My poor mom had no idea when she was booking the hotel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Online.
Hmm.
Well, this is a legit hotel operation, but you know, I have a feeling I want to call. How do I say this? I want to call a Hilton customer service person that's not in Mexico and try to have a conversation about what's going on.
You want to call down there now?
Call corporate.
Yeah, someone said call corporate, Roy.
I need to call corporate because it's not.
I will tell you this though. Unfortunately, like a lot of times. I assume that Hilton's and Marriott's are the same. I was trying to cancel a reservation in Italy a couple years ago, and the U.S. Marriott team couldn't help me do that. I had to get in touch with them directly, and it was a language barrier, and it was hard to
cancel. Now you can use Elena.
Yeah.
Right. Roy, someone said, is it the Hilton in Playa del Carmen?
No.
Okay, if
it's
so,
Cabo.
It's Cabo. It's a Waldorf Astoria, okay. Is a Hilton brand.
This person said, "Just be glad you didn't go because I stayed at that resort in November and there was tons of construction then. Even across the street, it was awful."
Oh wow!
You should look into an Airbnb. Someone said,
"No, I don't do Airbnbs. I have a strict policy." I do. They're not federally regulated.
Tell Roy he needs to stay at an Excellence in Mexico. Best all-inclusive ever. We went twice.
Okay, hang on. Well, but I bet that's not Cabo. Excellence. All-inclusive Cabo.
We went to St. Martin, and we were the only ones on our floor, and our floor was under construction. They left the doors off of all the other rooms, and we ended up with mosquito bites all over our
body. Oh, my gosh.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. So that's just some other. Let's see. There's so many. At our hotel in Atlanta, there was a car with pot plants painted on it, and the security guard was shining flashlights into our car all night to check. Weird.
Wow, I'll tell you, that person who had the Excellence recommendation.
Yeah, are they onto
pretty
something?
Nice.
It was a pretty nice resort.
Yeah,
and it's all inclusive.
Yeah, look at that. It's not bad. It's a cute little.
Yeah.
Right? I was a little surprised. I was a little surprised. Oh, look, they have plunge pools. Your room comes with a terrace and a plunge pool. Oh, my God.
Roy just found his new place to stay.
What's a plunge pool?
Plunge.
Oh, plunge pool.
Plunge pool. Oh, I don't think they're in Cabo. Yeah. Well, a plunge pool is just like a small pool but for one person that you just put your body in.
Did you pay? Did you go through American?
Express?
No. Airlines?
Yes. Of course. That's where I have my points.
Well, somebody listening to the Rap Party podcast from Charlotte knows somebody who can help you redeem your tickets or something.
I would love if somebody helped me because I
attention all American Airlines employees. If you listen to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show, help out our buddy Roy.
I've never had a hotel call and was like, we really don't want you to come.
Hey, and American. Then when you tried to cancel, they kind of did want you to come.
It's complicated.
They're like, oh, no, not everything's closed.
American owes us one after they gave away my bulkhead seat on my last flight.
Yes.
They give away your bulkhead seat? Well, aren't those for everyone?
No, I paid for that seat. And because the flight was delayed, I got off the plane, and then they gave away my seat, and I'm pregnant, and that's the whole reason I paid for the damn bulkhead.
I don't know how you didn't go viral after that.
I almost went. Like, I was teetering, and Dallas was like,
this isn't. Did people get their phones
ready? Yeah. Dallas was like, this isn't the place. It's not going to help.
That's not true. Who do they think they are? They can't pregnant and I phone up.
And if there's any altercation on any airline, everyone's quick, man.
Hello, CNN. All right, what was the other thing we had to talk about on the Rap Party podcast? Some additional stuff?
Don't know, don't remember.
It was. Wait, is this what you want to talk about? The
reason why you broke up with someone?
Yeah, reason you told somebody one thing, but you actually broke up with them because of something else. We got a text message from 336 that says, I broke up with a guy and told him it was because I was really unhappy and that me and him just weren't working out. The chick he was cheating with actually confronted me at work, had video proof of them moving furniture, and that's the real reason I broke up with him. Her and I both dumped him at the same time and are now acquaintances.
Oh, wow.
I would have told him the truth.
How about this? I broke it off because he had super obnoxious, corny jokes all day long. What made it worse was he laughed so hard at his jokes and would sometimes snort while laughing. Fake reason, I was still hung up on my ex. Real reason, I found out within 2 months that his first and second girlfriend both OD'd. I wasn't about to be the third.
Oh, yeah. That's
some Lori Vallow stuff.
Lori Vallow.
Oh, everyone's... you think he...
Well, if all his exes keep having overdoses, I mean...
Maybe he's attracted to a certain kind of person. I don't know.
Somebody sent a picture of a screenshot of the license plate MRL.
Oh, that's cool.
We've seen that before.
And they're not affiliated with us.
No, no.
It stands for Mary Roger Lauren, the whole family.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Somebody said he was actually bad in bed. I mean, I broke up with a guy because he was...
small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks because there's nothing you can do. I don't care. You can't take any pill to help you girth up.
He was really cute, too. And, like, we were friends for a long time. And it took us a long time to start dating. And then when it got to the moving furniture aspect,
Now, let me ask you.
Wasn't
could
impressed.
Could you have done something with it? Or was it just not what you wanted?
Buddy.
Micro?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Had a micro penis?
It was poor not guy. Good.
You know, but people with micro penis... things they would have to
no I mean I could have used a heads up.
You would have to tell the people, hey, by the way, sex probably isn't much of an option for us.
That sucks,
right?
You think any guy wants to say that?
But he probably has to.
Well, I have this strap on I can use.
You better be really good at other things, like really, really good at other things.
Yeah, but the guy doesn't want that. The guy, you know, when you do have sex, I don't have to say move furniture on the podcast, you want that.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. I don't know. Find somebody who doesn't care, I guess.
I guess so. Maybe he thought he was so cute I would look past it. I have no idea.
And the sad part is I've met this guy, and when you look at him, you would never imagine it's that small.
No. I know. I was blindsided. And I think...
I always feel like you can visualize who has big ones and who has small ones.
Yeah. I think that's what... I think it... You know what? I'm not even going to defend myself. I would have left either way. I was going to say, if I had a heads up, I might not have felt so strongly about it. But
well, you wouldn't even have gotten to that point if you had a heads up.
I might have been like, oh, it can't be that bad. Come on.
And then when you saw it, like, it's that bad.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know you guys want to talk about small penises, but I'd like to read a couple more text messages that are funny.
Okay. All right. Penis is more fun, but we can do that.
Ebony in Fort Mill said, I met a guy online who lived in Greenville. We got together once for a date. Fake reason for dumping him? I said the distance was too far and both of our schedules were too busy. The real reason? He looked like and reminded me of a kid I used to babysit and it was just too weird. all right, sorry, back to the small penis conversation.
No, I think we're over now.
I was talking to this guy and asked him for dinner. I decided not to date him. I told him my ex and I are going to work things out. Real reason? I couldn't fathom the way he ate, smacking every time he chewed. It was disgusting.
I feel like that's something, though, that you can maybe point out to somebody and ask them to be mindful of it. You can't fix a small penis.
Nicole, you're just walking into the Rap Party podcast. Loren, repeat what you just said to Nicole.
You can't fix a small penis?
That's what we're talking about.
She had one glimpse of mine, and that's all she keeps saying.
All right, that's a Rap Party podcast, everybody. If you have any recommendations for Roy in Mexico,
Nicole is so confused.
Reach out to him. Thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.